Good morning, good day, everyone. Today is day 15 in our journey together, and this one is entitled Solving Problems. Beloved one, I call your spirit to attention in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. James 1:2. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3:10-11. Restful one, your culture centers around avoiding problems and greatly values happiness, which is defined as having others take care of your problems. That is a delusion. God placed Adam and Eve in the garden in a perfect environment and a perfect relationship with himself, yet he created a problem for them. To take the resources of the garden and the resources of their relationship with him to the rest of the world and to subdue it. You were designed by your Father to face problems and solve them, not just to escape them. The problems God has designed for you to solve will bring the greatest treasures in your life. People are remembered for the problems they solve or the problems they create. I bless you with being remembered for the problems you solve. I bless you with wisdom and pure joy when you face different kinds of problems. Whatever problem you face, I bless you with rejoicing in this situation instead of complaining and turning back. Restful one, I bless you with the faith to look at problems through your Father's eyes and realize that every problem he brings you is an opportunity to experience his faithfulness. Ephesians 3:10-11 assumes that many colors of problems will make known that many different colors of God's wisdom to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. God has an infinite amount of wisdom, and there are colors of God's wisdom that you do not yet know. He will position you so that he can bring new problems into your life, and you can reach deep into your Father's wisdom and find his multifaceted wisdom to solve the problems that he brings you. When you do that, God releases through your life a color of wisdom that you have never seen. God will gain great glory, and the evil rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms will suffer great loss and great grief. Problems are the playing field for the wisdom of God to be displayed. There is a time and a place for God to display his favor, for him to lift you up out of a tight spot, to rescue you, to lift you to a safe place above your enemies. There is a time and a place for God to give you favor in the eyes of people who should be your enemies. But there is a greater joy than either of those. That is the joy of discovering God's wisdom that flows in solving problems. I bless you with not having a welfare spirit within you, so that you do not look to someone else to solve your problems, but that you rejoice in accordance with the word of God and consider it a joy to receive from the hand of God new and different colored problems, and you will search out the wisdom of God to solve those problems. I bless you, restful one, with rising to the challenge of finding wisdom. I bless you with perseverance to dig in the word of God as if you are looking for gold and silver and jewels. You have to move a lot of dirt to find a new jewel, to find new jewels, but their value is worth the effort. I bless you with the endurance to press on, to study and to look, to find those jewels of wisdom that will reveal new things of the nature of God. I bless you with perseverance to seek out the solutions. I bless you with refusing to develop a theology of failure, never settling for something that is a contradiction to Scripture. I bless you with not buying into the enemy's lies to settle for an armed truce rather than a real victory. I bless you with perseverance to spend decades, if necessary, searching the Word of God and the mind of your Father to know the truths that will set you free and set others free. I bless you, restful one, of having the mind of Christ so that you can see things from his perspective and see solutions that others can't see. I bless you with wisdom to embrace God's painful solutions to problems. I bless you with the anointing of Mary of Bethany, who received the truth that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was imminent and it was good. May you have the wisdom of God to embrace his solutions, although they may seem bizarre or painful, and nobody has ever walked that way before. I bless you, restful one, with a trailblazing anointing to do things that have never been done before, revealing the wisdom of God, and in that anointing to have the great joy reserved for those willing to embrace pain. I bless you with the joy of fulfillment, which is not available to those who are merely trying to be happy. I bless you with the joy of discovering the wisdom of God and the mind of Christ to solve them. I bless you with his joy in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How interesting, Lord, to have a passage like this in the midst of the transition from having the rest intensive and the rest lifestyle into a place of solving problems. The conundrum and the mystery, Lord, of when it is that we're to be still and wait on the Lord and when we're to act, when we're supposed to wait in all things that have already been accomplished on our behalf and the things that are going to come to us, versus hidden in all of this is a step of faith that is the catalyst of action for faith and the manifestations of your problem, of your promises to come to bear. I don't propose in any way, shape, or form, Lord, to have a clue for these people or even for my own self at times to be able to peer through what seems like a murky or a fogged glass, to look ahead, especially at our own lives, to know at times when you're giving us things for us to solve in a place where you're mentoring and growing us up and to be sons or daughters in your own likeness, versus a time when we are to sit at your feet and wait for you to act. Today, Lord, I pray that there be innovative, colorful solutions, Lord, aspects of your wisdom, aspects of the seven spirits of God, aspects of who you are and the fullness and the display of the spectrum of your spirit in our lives, that it says that the Holy Spirit will search the very depths of the knowledge and the wisdom of God, and that there be aspects of those things that we can almost taste that we have never experienced before, that will shed a light on problems and situations and even relationships in our lives as if we're seeing it for the very first time, just like when we read a scripture and we hear something for the first time, as if we've never seen it before. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Lord, you woke me up really early, and at one point, I in my desire to sleep in on a Sunday, I noticed that I couldn't sleep, and it was 6:16. And for some reason, I felt like I needed to turn to John 6:16. And it's just before the famous passage of when you describe communion, and a good bit of the disciples leave you. It's a very important passage to me. And it was when you were walking on the water, and the disciples were in the midst of a storm. They were frightened. They saw you. They were frightened. All of this I knew, and that they were much comforted when you got on the boat. But the part that I saw for the very first time was that it said immediately they were on the other shore. Immediately they were they arrived at their destination. Wow. As if for the very first time, I just read that passage, I don't know how many times, for the first time I saw it. Lord, I pray today for each of these that are learning to rest in you in sublime confidence and all that you are, that, Lord, that you're also standing and walking next to them, through in a way of raising up and training through specific trials, specific challenges, specific things that were designed for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice today, including myself, including Ash, that there be innovative solutions. Lord, it's been said many times by people that there are whole rooms of things in heaven. Some say that there are arms and limbs that are waiting to be grown out. Other talk about there being this, what they would call the realm of creation, where all of the things that are in creation now came from, but there are things in that place that have yet to come to earth, yet to manifest. Some of those things are, it is implied that there are things, innovations, understandings, just like Daniel and the things that were sealed up until a time, that there are things that have been held up through all of these years that have no one has ever thought of, no one has ever done, no one has ever created, that you have waited until right now to release, and that some of those people, all of them to some expect, that are under the sound of my voice, are called in this time to start to reveal, to be entrusted with, and to be a conduit and a catalyst for these things to make it into the earth. That your kingdom, Lord, is wanting to come through various different avenues and greater spectrums of color and a completeness. That, Lord, we would go from the time of having a black and white television to 8K and 20K and 40K, and that we are called to see in a spectrum that has never been seen or experienced before. Some of the challenges that are in our lives today, Lord, are inexplicably linked to your conditioning, your pruning, and into your development of who we are, and to prepare us for the season ahead. That the challenges that are in our lives at the moment are the challenges that are meant to prepare us and to instill in us the things that we don't have for the next season. So, Lord, I pray today that you would stretch each of us to wrestle with the idea that we're not just lucky, we're chosen. When you read in the synagogue, you know, I have been anointed, I am anointed. The Lord, that we are anointed and appointed, but we are chosen. And in that place, to wrestle with the idea that you chose us, knowing all that we would do, all of our hang-ups and mistakes, or as a friend of mine used to say, that, you know, God has already taken into account all of your stupid decisions and mistakes. That with all that you knew, that you chose us in a place, and that there are things that you are wanting to entrust us with, and that you know far more than we do about who we are and what we're capable, especially capable in you. So, Lord, whether you're calling us to rest or you're calling us to act, that there is a place of resting in you and who you are, that we can sit, whether we're sleeping, whether we're running, walking, working, or playing. I pray, Lord, that there be a place of encounter today with you in some form or fashion. But, Lord, that today, Lord, that you would provide a new light, a new hue. Like they talk about in photography, the golden hour, that just causes the perfect picture, that there be a shifting in the light, so to speak, for us to be able to see things from a point of view, a vantage point that we never did before, and that, Lord, it would give us confidence. As it says, don't even worry about what you will say, because the words will come to you. give us confidence to step out knowing to face new challenges without the solution in advance, because we know not just who we are, but whose we are and who is with us. And finally, Lord, it's the image. I keep looking at this painting across my office, this picture. It's actually Ashley's picture. It's of a mountain, but I keep seeing the face of a lion in it. And it reminds me of this clip. There was a mountain lion that had, I'm sure many people have seen this, but there was a mountain lion that had been, that had cornered a cub bear. And the cub bear is scared. It's near water. It's wet. And it is outmatched. But it can't run any further. And it turns to face, you know, this mountain lion. And it starts to do its seemingly small and pitiful roar. But it's scared to death. And all of a sudden, the eyes of the mountain lion get big and turn. And of course, there's this confused bear. And it's the fact that the mama bear is standing on her legs behind the cub. It wasn't the cub, it was who was walking, who stood behind the cub that struck terror into the mountain lion, Lord, and that there is an aspect of that where you, the Lion of Judah, are walking with us. And that, Lord, it be known far and wide into every realm of every dimension that who it is that walks with us, then that, Lord, that if we can somehow come to a settling within our own selves of who is really walking with us in might and in strength and signs, wonders, and miracles, but also in just innovative solutions, as it talks about here, and it be known, sought after. There was another person, I don't want to make this too long, forgetting his first name, Comenius. And he was an educator, Christian, well beyond, he was like the modern day, a lot of education initially came and derived from him. He was just so far beyond his time in education, and he became so well known that I believe it was the king of like Saudi Arabia or the like wanted to hire him to do their education. And of course he said, well, you know, I'm a Christian. And the man said, I don't care. Oh, Lord God, this world needs to see and to witness and a full experiential encounter with you, and not just of the spiritual kind, but in the places where it meets their walk in the road, where the rubber meets the road, that, Lord, there would be such a communion with you, that, Lord, that people are drawn to all that you do through us as ways of people being able to, that we would be known as really as the sons of God, and that we would be stretched into a place of really understanding what that could possibly mean and how that might manifest. That just like, I think it's George Comenius, just like him, Lord, that there be such a place of walking in and with you, known for solving problems, known for being able to give counsel to kings, to presidents, to leaders, that there be such a place, a distinction, a branding on our life, such a track record, such a history, Lord God, that it would draw all people in some form or fashion in every way to you, and to know that you walk with us, we walk with you. We bless you and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name.